Josefa Lufau, former Colorado Buffaloes quarterback, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Are you ready? 21 minutes after the hour. Welcome back. It's The Whole Show powered by PDC Energy. Glad you could be with us here today. We are inside the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Joining me on our First Advantage Hotline, Harrison Wind, our Nuggets insider from DNVR Nuggets. Harrison, my friend, it's great to catch up with you as always.
Great to catch up with you, man. How you been?
I've been hanging in there. It's been a crazy couple of weeks where I feel like it's the calm before the storm because, July's been quiet for the most part. We're getting ready to get into football season, and then shortly after that, we're going to do this whole basketball thing over again. So it's not that far away.
Yeah, no, it's an exciting time for the Nuggets, too. The draft next week, obviously. Then a big free agency period, some moving parts. You know, some guys could be back, some guys might not be. So I think we're going to learn a lot about this team in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, let's go into the draft first, Harrison. What do you see this team doing? It seems like for the last few years, the Nuggets never really have had major needs in the draft, yet they've always come up with major assets in the draft that have turned out to be the biggest parts of their team. So how are the Nuggets approaching this year's draft as opposed to the last couple of years?
I think they're approaching it in a somewhat similar way, to be quite honest. They're at number 26, and the sense I get is they feel pretty strongly that if they stay at 26, there's going to be a player that they really like that's going to fall to them. I think there's a bunch of players they like in those 20s, and I think they feel pretty confident that one of those guys is going to be on the board at 26. So I don't see them necessarily trading up, although, you know, they could if there's a guy they want to go up and get. I think they're okay at 26. And there's a lot of those guys projected to go in this range that are combo guard types that can score, that can play a little defense. So I wouldn't be surprised if they look for some backcourt help. Will Barton, you know, might be back next season, might not be back. Jamal Murray's obviously going to be out for the first part of next season. So I would not be surprised if they look to bolster their backcourt at number 26.
What do you think the chances of Will Barton and the Nuggets coming to a deal? What does that do for future ideas? Like Aaron Gordon's coming up, Michael Porter Jr., we know that's going to be a big contract eventually. So what do you think's going to happen with Will Barton? Is he going to be a Denver Nugget next year?
I think there's a chance he could definitely still come back. Him turning down that player option was definitely expected. I think that's what both parties kind of thought they were going to do all along. Look, like with Will Barton, he's 30 years old. He's had some pretty significant injuries over the last couple of years. He wants to lock in some long-term money right now, and you can't blame him for that, for where he is at this point in his career. So, you know, the Nuggets would love to keep him because, first off, he's just a really good player. When he was a part of that starting five last year, that starting five was arguably the best starting lineup in the league. So they want to hopefully come with Will Barton and agree to a number, you know, that makes both of them happy, but also, you know, leaves them enough room to re-sign Michael Porter Jr. this summer. And then, you know, the Aaron Gordon extension, like you said, is coming potentially in two summers. Now, like, I think Will would be open, based off what I've heard, to taking somewhat of a hometown discount to stay here. I think he wants to finish what he started with Denver. I think he really likes that idea. But he's also going to, you know, potentially look to do what's best for him and his family and kind of his life and try to get some long-term money as well.
Yeah, it's an interesting time in his career, right, where he's, you know, maybe this is the last contract. So he's looking to probably get paid pretty well. And I'm just curious to see where the Nuggets come in at that point and if that's a long-term deal that he's looking for. So I'm curious to see how it plays out. But, yeah, that does impact how the Nuggets view this draft. Guys that maybe you have your eye on, Harrison, that I know obviously we've seen a good list of guys the Nuggets have worked out. Who's sticking out to you where you go, all right, man, I really feel like this could be the shot?
I think Trey Mann is an interesting guy to watch for Denver. He's actually somebody who a lot of mock drafts have pegged the Nuggets to take at 26. He's a point guard, lead ball handler out of Florida, who's really improved over the last couple of seasons, or really from his freshman season to his sophomore season at Florida. So I would keep an eye on him. Some other guys that I would keep an eye on, like Miles McBride from West Virginia, Deuce McBride, who Denver had in for a workout, Quentin Grimes out at Houston, who the Nuggets also had in for a workout. Keep an eye on maybe Bones Highland, the point guard out of VCU, who's got just a great name, by the way, and a great story. So there are a lot of these guards like Jaden Springer is another one out of Tennessee. A lot of these guards, some of them can play both sides of the ball. That one of those guys is going to be there at 26, I think. And I think Nuggets are going to be happy with that guy there.
Talking to Harrison Wind of DNVR Nuggets. Very curious to see what the Nuggets do, of course, in the draft. And Harrison, I guess after watching the finals, which it ended up being very entertaining. You know, Suns going up 2, and then suddenly Milwaukee just goes nuts. You know, you're looking for that Milwaukee and 4 guy, at least 4 in a row games guy. When you look at what Milwaukee did, we always do this as fans, because as soon as the champion is crowned, we all go back to the drawing board and go, do we have the right pieces? And with Jamal Murray, and assuming he's healthy and comes back to the Jamal Murray we're all used to, do the Nuggets, as it stands right now, let's just throw it out there and say Will Barton does come back to Denver, and maybe the draft pick this year isn't going to be a big help this upcoming season. Do the Nuggets have the pieces to win it all next year?
Absolutely. I think they could have won it this year. I think they could have been in the finals and beat Phoenix in that series if they had a fully healthy roster. You know, now the tough part is, though, they might not get that fully healthy roster until the season after this next one.
Right.
Because, yeah, Jamal Murray could come back at the end of next season. But odds are, and look, I don't know, like, what player he's going to be after this injury. Maybe he's going to come back first week after an ACL injury and defy all the ACL tears before him and just be the best version of himself right away. That's probably not going to happen. He's probably going to need a full offseason, at least, to get back to the player, you know, that he was pre-injury. So he could come back for the playoffs, but, you know, that doesn't mean the Nuggets are going to be automatically and immediately the best version of themselves. So it's tough. Good thing for Denver, like, they have their key pieces under contract and will be under contract, I think, for a long time. So that window's going to be open. But, yes, I think the Nuggets on paper, yeah, they have the talent to win a championship, but just that might not be actualized for a bit here.
Yeah, I think that's going to be interesting just to see how Jamal responds to that injury. I mean, I wonder if that's a big fear for management, that, you know, okay, Jamal will come back at some point. Will he be the Jamal that we were used to seeing these last couple of years? I tend to go back to guys, and this happens all over the league, but didn't it seem like Gary Harris, once he kind of started getting those injuries, he had that big injury a few years back, never was quite right, was never quite at that. Now, defensively, he was still amazing. He did some amazing things in the bubble. But on the offensive side, and I don't know if the injury was to blame, if that's just natural progression of a player, but I tend to go back and say, man, it just seemed like Harris wasn't the same guy when the injury started piling up.
Yeah, I'd agree with that for sure. But I think when you look at Jamal, historically, I don't think he's been a player that's, you know, been injured severely that much. Gary really kind of battled injuries more often than Jamal did throughout his, you know, first couple sure. years in the league, and I think even going back to Michigan State. So he was just naturally a little more injury prone. And honestly, like, rehabbing from a torn ACL, ACLs are so commonplace in the league these days, where, you know, it's not looked at as just like a death sentence or anything close to that, like it was like maybe 10, 15 years ago. Some of those soft tissue injuries that Gary had, you know, the groins, the adductors, those are really, really tricky to come back from. I don't want to say a torn ACL is easier to come back from than that, but those are like really tough injuries to rehab and know when it's the right time to come back and kind of know how hard to push yourself in terms of Gary. So I think they're a little different, but just knowing Jamal, his work ethic, how he's already been attacking the rehab, how he's going to continue to attack the rehab, I think the Nuggets probably feel pretty confident that he'll be back eventually to that guy he was.
Does it feel like he's ahead of schedule? Because it seemed like all of us were kind of surprised to see him on the floor, like shooting a basketball. I think it felt like that to me anyway, that he was ahead of schedule during the playoffs even.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's probably a little too early to say still if he's ahead of schedule or not. And, yeah, I mean, I think it was a great sign that he was on the court. I think that just speaks more to, like, who Jamal is. He just wants to be out there. He just wants to be a part of the team. He just wants to, like, experience it. He wants to feel that playoff environment, that playoff atmosphere and stuff. So I don't know if he's ahead of schedule. I think that's probably something to revisit more, you know, in the next couple months or so.
Harrison Wind of DNVR Nuggets, you guys are doing some amazing things. Love following everything you guys are doing. What are you working on for us that we can check out over the weekend, man?
Yeah, well, we're getting ready for the draft show and the draft on Thursday. So we'll be going live from the bar, from the lounge, Thursday night, a little bit before the draft. And we'll be reacting to every single pick that comes in, you know, over the next several hours, obviously, including number 26 and who the Nuggets take. So we'll have that next Thursday. We're going to have a packed house at the bar as well. And we're going to have the show on the TV and streaming through the speakers at the bar, too. So people are going to be down there watching it, having a good time. And then on the DMVR.com, we'll have a lot of draft stuff up starting on Monday.
Now, I know you'll be slammed, but we might reach out to you before the draft, get your kind of last-minute thoughts on players outside of what the Nuggets might do, too. So we'd love to get your thoughts there.
Yeah, of course, Brady. Anytime, man.
All right, my friend. Appreciate you as always. And we'll check out your stuff as we always do, and we'll check in with you next week.
Sounds good. Take care.
All right, man. That's Harrison Wind, DNVR Nuggets, our Nuggets insider there. All right, 32 minutes after the hour, it is interview day here. We're going to talk to Kelly Lyle of the Fort Collins Coloradoan. They just finished up the Mountain West Media Days in Las Vegas. Get some of his takeaways from that first. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.